Hello. All right, so when we last left our fearless companions here, we were practicing improvising using space, and I was about to play rest for two measures and then play for two measures. So that sounds something like this. One, two, three, four. back, and then they do a call and you do the response. But you're trying to play all the notes, all the rhythms, all the articulations, everything, same part of the measure, play back exactly what you just played. Now this is great because you can do it at any level of improvisation, even if you're just using scales, if you're just playing by ear, if you're getting more advanced with changing the scale for each chord or trying to play material that you've transcribed from a solo by a master jazz musician. If you can repeat something, that means you remember what you've played, and then you're free to develop it. And more importantly, if you remember it and you can play it clearly again, your audience is likely to remember it. And you know, we're not just playing for ourselves here, although that is fun too. We're playing to bring an audience with us and help an audience find out more about the world through this art form that we're exploring together. So the more you can take the audience with you on the journey, the better. There are people who will lob, I'm using a straw man here, but people will criticize jazz and say that it's too intellectual and it's too complicated. And sometimes, for some people, that's true. Things do get very complicated. But usually the best improvisers, the best jazz musicians, will bring you along on the journey by using things like repetition and space so that you as a listener can take something in, and then they've got you, and then you're on the journey with them. So practice those two things on, you know, whatever harmonic background you want to. You could play it on a blues form, you could play it over one chord, you could play it on a song you know well. Try with the space thing, improvise with a prescribed amount of space and then the prescribed amount of playing, and keep track of the limitations you impose.
How much do you use the melody of the song, the original melody of the song in your improvisation?
As much as I can. We tend to forget the original melody of the song when we're crafting our improvisation, but that's really a great way of bringing the listener along and making sure that your solo, your improvisation, has something to do with the piece that you're playing on. And really, for a lot of jazz musicians in the first half of the century, that was mainly what they thought about, was the melody and embellishing the melody. Something like, thinking of in New Orleans, like Dixieland, and really traditional jazz. The saints go marching, and so you've heard people play. Repeated notes and with some upper techniques that Hal Kruft talks about in his book